Well, happy Monday to you. My name is Dean Fulks, and welcome to the LifePoint Drivecast. If you've never been before, maybe you're a first-time listener, or maybe you listen every day. Either way, we're glad that you're with us. This past weekend, we had Jeff and Sherry Surratt with us at LifePoint and Lewis Center for the LifePoint Parent Weekend, and we talked about our family framework and those four things, those four basics that we want to be kind of the foundation of how we minister to families moving forward. And in light of that, I've asked Ryland Hall. Ryland's and his wife Linda have been life group leaders at our church, been part of our LifePoint family for a long time. And Ryland has a unique outreach that he's doing in the context of a group of men ministering to young boys without fathers. So I've asked Ryland to join me today. Ryland, we're glad you're with us. And if you would just take a minute and kind of describe, give us an overview of what you're doing in pairing up men and young men.
Thank you, Pastor Dean. I appreciate the opportunity. And a little bit about what we're doing is there are fatherless boys out there that have no one giving them direction. So what we're trying to do is give them that role model and give them that mentor in their life that can lead them in the right direction. 1 Corinthians 16:13 says to be watchful, stand firm in the faith, act like men, be strong. How are they supposed to know how to act like men if there's no one there to model it for them or to teach them how? So we're trying to do that. And some of the numbers kind of give you a reason why is some of the statistics out there for fatherless boys. They're in the neighborhood of about 13 million fatherless boys in this country. About 80% of prison inmates grew up without a father in their home. We see fatherless children about 11 times more likely to exhibit violent behavior in school. They're more likely to commit suicide, get involved in drug and alcohol abuse. 70% of those in juvenile institutions grew up without a dad. So just throw some of those out to let you know the need for what we're doing. We are currently mentoring six boys and working with them. They have no father in their life or no male role model, and that makes a big gap in their life. So we try to fill that with doing things with them. A part of what we do is getting together with them. It is one-on-one. Each boy has his own mentor. And we have a study with them. After we're done with the study, we take them out and just do something fun. Now, some of you out there may think, well, I don't know what I would do. I wouldn't know what the boy would like. I always tell the men, whatever you like to do outside, you take this boy along and he'll have a blast, because the biggest thing these boys are craving is time. So what we do is take a boy out with us. If you enjoy fishing, take a fatherless boy with you and teach him how to fish. If you enjoy hiking, biking, frisbee golf, regular golf, it doesn't matter. We just like it to be outside. And the boys have a blast and they learn a lot along the way. We teach them about what it means to be a man, what it means to be a godly man, to respect women, to have a passion for God and for growing in their faith. One of the other things that we do is to do service projects with them. We try to find people that need things done around their house. Maybe they're too old to get out and do yard work. We bring these boys along and we do these service projects. Again, teaching them how to serve others. So very important there as well in teaching them. And all of this, again, going back to that verse, how to act like men. So it's a process. And these boys have a lot of wounds that they deal with. So sometimes we have to talk about those as well, but it's all worth it.
Thanks, Ryland. Man, we appreciate your heart for these young men and for building into their lives. If somebody wants to get connected, somebody's listening to the Drivecast today, and there's a man here that wants to get connected or have a conversation with you, I think one of the things I appreciate is that you're saying, men, we don't have to be experts, right? We don't have to have all the answers. We don't have to know everything. It's really about investment. How can somebody just get together and have a conversation with you about what it would look like?
I appreciate you bringing that up. As you just mentioned, we're not looking for biblical experts. We all have questions. We don't know all the answers sometimes that these boys ask, but we always tell them we'll find the answer. So if you are interested about this, I would ask that you pray about it. and then reach out to me. I'd love to have a conversation with you. You're not making a commitment by having a conversation with me, but be happy to answer any questions you may have and just talk about the opportunity that's there for you. It's something that a lot of times men feel like, well, I just don't know what I would do in the church. Well, this is something you can do, because if you fish, if you hike, bike, whatever it is, that's something that you know a lot about and you could teach a boy. So feel free to reach out to me. My cell phone number is 614-506-9453, or you can shoot me an email at imadukefan@yahoo.com. Then I'd also like to mention any single moms out there. If you have a boy between the ages of 9 and 16 that does not have that male role model, no one else in the family or extended that is building into his life, we'd like the opportunity to talk with you as well. I would ask you to reach out to my wife, Linda. You can find her phone number through our church database, and she'd be happy to talk with you as well, and then we can move forward from there.
Great, Ryan. Thanks. And if you would, man, just take a minute and just pray for us as a church as we try and serve these young men, and certainly for the young men as well.
Father, we just thank you for the opportunity you've given us to help others. Father, so many hurting people in this world, and we have the opportunity here at LifePoint to invest in young men and to raise them up to be godly men, which will make a difference in their families going forward. Father, we just pray that you would speak to hearts today, and those that may show an interest, that they would reach out to us. I thank you for everything that LifePoint has going on, and all of them just reach out opportunities and chances to help people right where they are. We pray you'd continue to have your hand upon our church, protect us, and bless all that is going on. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
So just as we get ready to wrap up, we want to give you just 30, 40 seconds to pray as we end the DriveCast today. And maybe there is a young man that you know right now that you just want to take a second and pray for. Maybe it's a young man who's struggling. Maybe it's a young man who doesn't have a male role model in their lives. And maybe God, even as you pray today, is going to bring somebody to your mind, maybe that that you need to reach out to. So just take a minute right now and pray. Well, God bless you guys. Have a great day. Hope to see you back tomorrow on the LifePoint DriveCast.